Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. I am pleased to report that I have successfully removed my wig by soaking my head in a tub of nail polish remover. The side effects are minimal and are no different than the effects one would experience from prolonged exposure to rubbing alcohol, namely dry skin, mild nausea, increased inflammability, and a brief fume-induced coma. Unfortunately, as a side effect of the coma, I did collapse and hit my head on the side of my bathtub, thus causing a fair amount of swelling that will prevent me from donning my wig again anytime soon. Plus, purchasing a bucket full of nail polish remover somewhat depleted my travel funds, so it will take some time to gather the resources necessary to travel to the shampoo factory where I believe there may be some evidence of McDonald's pizza education. But thankfully, my investigation is not unlike a luxurious bedsheet. There are many threads. And a new pizza-related mystery arose this week that requires my attention. My colleague Josh Lederman of National Broadcasting Company News has been investigating the goings-on of Susan Pompeo, wife of former Central Intelligence Agency Director, Secretary of State, and religious enthusiast Mike Pompeo. I cannot speak to all the details of this matter, as it has little to do with McDonald's pizza and is therefore not very interesting to me. But apparently, some questions were raised after Mike Pompeo terminated the State Department's Inspector General following allegations that his wife Susan had used public funds to pay exorbitant dry cleaning and dog walking bills. In the course of his work, Mr. Lederman submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the State Department, seeking any documents related to Susan Pompeo. And what he received is shocking, to say the least. In an electronic mail correspondence concerning arrangements for an informal dinner, a request is made for information related to whether or not former Secretary Pompeo would like pizza to be served. In response, a State Department official writes the following, quote, "Are you asking for what kind of pizza we'd like? Mike likes..." Unquote. No, you are not experiencing technical difficulties with your audio playback device. I did, in fact, stop speaking before completing the quote. For the information as to what kind of pizza Mike Pompeo likes has been redacted from the official record. In fact, nearly 5 lines of text have been removed due to what department officials claim are privacy concerns. To be sure, a person's preferred pizza toppings are indeed a deeply private matter. I will not reveal mine without first seeing a warrant signed by a judge. And I would enthusiastically give my life for the right of any other private citizen to exercise the same privilege. But, as a government official, Mr. Pompeo is not entitled to the same level of privacy. Preferred pizza topping disclosure is a long-standing tradition among U.S. presidents, congresspeople, and cabinet members. Every schoolchild knows that the first sign of Ronald Reagan's cognitive impairment was the occasion in 1986 when he summoned White House Chief of Staff Donald Regan, no relation, to remind him whether he liked black or green olives. As famously dramatized in the Oliver Stone film Nixon, Henry Kissinger enjoyed a New York-style slice of sausage and peppers pizza while ordering the bombing of Cambodia. And in 1838, Representative Jonathan Cilley of Maine was fatally shot in a duel with Representative William Graves of Kentucky after Graves accused Cilley of secretly eating the pepperonis off a pizza delivered to the Capitol building and claiming the restaurant must have sent plain cheese by mistake. As a journalist, an historian, an educator, a citizen, and a patriot, I have no choice but to try and get to the bottom of what former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo likes on his pizza.
State Department operator.
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm calling with perhaps an unusual question. I came across some government documents that listed a pizza order that former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made, but his preferred pizza toppings were redacted. So I was wondering if there was anybody at the State Department who may have been there when Mike Pompeo was still Secretary of State who might be able to tell me what his preferred pizza toppings were or what kind of pizza he ordered.
Yeah, that's a bizarre question.
Did you yourself happen to work at the State Department during his tenure?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I don't know what toppings he uses.
Oh, okay.
I'm in another building, in fact, so I couldn't tell you.
Do you ever order pizza in your department?
Yes.
Can you tell me what toppings?
Well, I prefer pineapples on my pizza.
Oh, really? Just pineapple?
Pineapple, sausage.
Oh, pineapple and sausage?
And feta.
Ooh, all of those at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. But I know pineapple is very controversial. There are many people who do not like pineapple
Absolutely.
On pizza. Well, thank you for your candor. But do you know of anybody that you could connect me to who might be able to give me the information I need?
Hold on.
Thank you. This kind State Department operator connected me to a public comment line that went straight to voicemail. Undeterred, I used the Google Maps mapping service to determine which Washington, D.C. pizza restaurants are within delivery distance of the State Department itself. If I could not obtain the information I sought through official channels, perhaps someone in the service industry might be brave enough to metaphorically spill the figurative beans.
Washington, D.C. This is Marat speaking. Can I help you?
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm calling with perhaps an unusual question, but I was wondering if you ever deliver or cater to the State Department?
Absolutely. We love doing stuff like that, and I appreciate you calling me.
Oh, well, I'm not calling to make an order. I'm calling to see if you historically deliver there. Do you get regular orders from the State Department, or is that something that you know?
I know I've done stuff with the State Department in the past. Several years ago, Deborah Burks was one of the main persons that helped me do a big catering one. I did probably about 100 pizzas to the State Department, I think in the summer of 2018.
Oh, really?
Or 2019, I can't remember. I tried to reach out to her in 2020 just to see if there was any opportunities to do some further catering, but I never heard back from her.
I see. And this is Deborah Burks that was just recently on the coronavirus task force?
Exactly.
Oh, really? Exactly. Do you remember what her preferred pizza toppings were?
She has an allergy. I want to say she had either a gluten allergy or a vegan allergy. So I remember doing, like, I want to say it was a gluten pizza that we did for her, but I want to say it was like a veggie style. She came in one day, had lunch, and she really hit it, like, really enjoyed the product. And I'm the owner, so I went over and talked to her and really, you know, built a nice relationship. And she gave me an opportunity to work with her, and I know she got really busy last year, so I never really got a chance to follow up on it and see if there's anything else we could do again.
Oh, what a heartwarming story. I wonder if her medical issues with pizza are what inspired her to go into the medical field.
It's possible. It definitely is possible.
Well, specifically, I'm calling about Mike Pompeo, who was recently Secretary of State. There was a recent story in which some government documents were requested through the Freedom of Information Act. And it turns out that in one of those documents, it talks about a pizza order that Mike Pompeo made, but for some reason they redacted his preferred pizza toppings. Do you have any idea why that might be the case?
I do not at all.
Interesting. And you don't recall any deliveries made to the State Department during his tenure?
Not recently, nothing big on a big catering scale. We did do a lot of individual orders here and there in the last couple of weeks with the inauguration, the lead up to the inauguration, the election. So in the last couple of months with the Secret Service presence in D.C., I have had, you know, interactions with Secret Service, State Department officials, but I really don't know if any of my products, you know, ended up in, you know, his hands or his, you know, in his hands, basically, to make a long story short.
I understand. Well, would you mind me asking which pizza toppings are the most popular among government agencies that you cater to?
have a bunch of different ones. We have a lot of options. We do vegetarian style, we do chicken style, we do pork, we do non-pork. We're Middle Eastern Turkish, so we have some halal types. So, I mean, they've literally tried a little bit of everything. We have a menu that's very unusual, and it's lengthy than more than other pizza establishments. We have 17 different combinations called premiums, and that's like the most popular. And there's like one that's called the strongman meat, pepperoni, sausage, bacon, ham. There's one that's a classic pizza. It's a vegetable base with eggplant, spinach, roasted red peppers, caramelized onions. So those two are probably like the main popular ones. But like I said, there's a lot of other varieties that everyone's been trying.
Very, very interesting. One final question. Do you recall if there is one person in the communications department at the State Department who often orders pizza with pineapple on it?
I don't remember. I haven't really had a chance to build a relationship with anybody directly, so it's been a lot of random random transactions and service.
I understand. Well, thank you very much for your candor. This is very useful information.
Pleasure. Is there anything that you can do to help me grow my business, Home Slice, in the D.C. area?
I do host and produce a quite popular podcast. It used to be an IJP, an investigative journalism program, and in many ways it still is, but I've come to accept the term podcast. I can let you have some time on my show to say whatever you would like to say. It goes out to several thousand people.
I would love that opportunity, absolutely.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Murat Siam, and I'm the managing partner and owner of Home Slice Pizza on 2121 K Street in Washington, D.C. I just want to let everybody know we're working hard to create our business here in the neighborhood in Foggy Bottom. We have an excellent thing going here with our pizza product. We've been very supportive of the neighborhood, the community, George Washington University, George Washington Hospital. Law enforcement has been very supportive of us and vice versa. So to make a long story short, we are working hard to keep this business open, and anything we can do to work with individuals or groups or organizations in this D.C. Foggy Bottom area, I welcome the opportunity. I'm a family-owned, honest, hardworking person here with wonderful staff, and we really, you know, cherish any opportunity to, you know, continue to work within the community here in Foggy Bottom.
Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. For exclusive bonus podcasts and other premium benefits, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Tee Public store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.